This week on We Hate Movies, we kick off our Some of the Worst of 2017 month with a movie that I find wholly disturbing. It's The Boss Baby. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadek.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Baby.
And we hate babies. Welcome to We Hate Movies. Thank you for joining us on a brand new year of programming.
Can I just say?
God. Yeah, you can. Yes. You can.
Eric
just
Baby,
say
what's going on, Eric?
No. It's not
don't
me.
Don't repeat it.
And I'm not going to talk about myself here. I'm going to talk about The Boss Baby, the topic of tonight's program.
Okay.
It's Baby New Year. Welcome to the new year. We've made it. Hopefully 2018 is better than 2017.
I doubt it, but
God, I mean, let's, you know. I think we said the same thing about fucking 2017 to 2016.
Yeah.
I will say it will be a little bit better because it'll be more We Hate Movies. Check out patreon.com/WeHateMovies. We are doing bonus episodes every month for the $5 tier patrons. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but every month we will do an extra episode on Patreon for patrons only.
Only, God damn it.
Yeah.
$5 a month. You get an extra episode of We Hate Movies. You also get Animation Damnation for $8. You'll get Nexus and commentaries on top of that. Go on patreon.com/WeHateMovies to get all that information out. But you will get another We Hate Movies episode if you sign
and
up.
And that's a full episode.
Full ep. Now, let me tell you this. Steve Sadak, these movies, these bonus movies, will be tangentially related in some way to something we've done in the month that they are released in. So, the month of January, 2018, we're doing the worst of 2017. So give the listeners who are on the fence a little teaser about what that's going to be.
It's going to be a Netflix only movie.
Oh,
a movie that was released only on Netflix.
So that's a clue, and then I'll give a second clue.
Okay.
Woo!
Oh, sure.
Those two things.
Okay.
Let's see what you can shake out.
I have no idea.
Also orcs.
I wonder.
Now, onto The Boss Baby, of course from 2017, directed by Tom McGrath. Now, I haven't looked up this guy's pedigree. Any other baby movies?
I mean, he does a lot of animated movies. I think he was involved in some Austin Powers.
Wait,
those are anime.
What? And then he also directed like a Madagascar or two.
Oh, there's like 16,000 of those things. Yeah. Anybody seeing those movies?
What no. Are you asking us?
I don't know. Or just people in listener land, man?
I think the third one was written by Noah Baumbach. Weirdly, like that was kind of the only thing that came out of that whole thing.
That fucking giraffe goes to France and doesn't learn anything and has to come back.
Ben Stiller Lion is just like running down the street to Modern Love.
Ben Stiller Lion's wearing a stupid hat.
Oh, that's so Ben Stiller Lion.
I love Francis Ha. Anyway, so here we are talking about The Boss Baby, and I said up top this movie.
Disturbing.
Well, it's disturbing. It terrified the fuck out of me.
Eerie, I would even say.
And I'll tell you why.
Inappropriate for children.
Inappropriate for children. NSF anyone, man.
I think it's also totally fine to say at this point that we're four childless men in their mid-30s.
Yes.
Of course, but I'll tell you this. I saw some people. So we are recording this well before Christmas 2017 is the idea, right?
Yeah.
So when I was tweeting at the time, my God, I just watched The Boss Baby. I used one of my favorite GIFs of all time, that dude bobbing his head, and then he puts a revolver to it.
What is that from?
I don't know. And please, anyone out there listening, tell me the source material for that.
I want to watch that whole movie.
Yeah. It's my favorite GIF. So people,
I thought it was just an Arby's commercial.
Arby's, we've got the meat. Shoot yourself in the head. a lot of people responded to me on Twitter saying that they have kids, and the kids were repeating the lines from the movie, and the parents were wholly embarrassed by it.
Oh, yeah.
So, we don't have children, but people with children have also said this movie's fucking weird.
For sure. It's a creepy movie.
So also the other thing about, and here's the thing, this movie, it opens up a whole world of, like, baby stuff. I thought this movie was just he's a baby that talks like Alec Baldwin and he wears a suit. And that, my friends, is just the tip of the iceberg. No.
It's Inception. It really is what it is. We're not kidding here.
Well, the idea of the movie, the idea of the book is totally fine.
There's a book?
Yeah, it's a little kid's book. And it's like, you know, probably, I haven't read it. It's like probably 16 pages. And the idea is like, oh, when the baby comes into your life, he's the boss because he's always whining and he takes over your life.
Wait, right. But yeah, he calls the shots.
He calls the shots because
much like a boss.
And you see a little bit of this in the movie, like the montage of like the baby, like, you know, then the kid gets jealous, et cetera. And I'm sure like most kids' books, it ends with everybody taking a nice nap together, or if it involves animals, it's like a bunch of people.
Take a nap with animals.
If it involves, look,
Steve just, Zadak lays with animals.
Yeah, there's two children
sleeping
books.
With animals. Man?
If it's about adults and children, everyone takes a nice sleep. If it's about animals learning a lesson about something, they all have a birthday party on a tree stump. Like that's the only two ways a children's book can end.
Okay.
Can I mention the start of this film?
Sure.
The older brother is imagining his family as gorillas.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's imagining abusing these gorillas.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this Jeffrey Dahmer shit?
I mean, this kid is disturbed. This kid is
beyond belief.
Unbelievable.
Because I kept on thinking there'd be like this twist that this was all in his mind.
That's what I thought.
This is Norman Bates. Yeah. This is Norman Bates as a child. Doing child things.
And of course he's going to be fucked up, man. The narration from the future is by Tobey Maguire. You know he's going to grow to be a weirdo.
Yeah.
Was this the first member of the Pussy Posse to voice a kids movie or no?
Oh, my God. Great question. Okay, let's go through the members of Steven Sadak's Pussy Posse.
It's not my...
my attention.
Yeah. Has Lucas Haas...
Leo is an absolute no.
No, I don't think so.
The king of the pussy.
And to explain to people, please, you know, some people might not have heard of this thing, so please go.
It was a crew of cool dudes.
The coolest.
Yeah.
I'd wager.
In the mid to late 90s into the mid to 2000s. And I mean, I still think today. I think there's like secret
pussy potty.
Yeah, Circa the Beach. It was Leo. It was Leonardo DiCaprio. It was Tobey Maguire.
Lucas Haas for
Lucas
some
Haas. Lucas Haas for some reason. David Blaine for some reason.
Dude, Blaine?
Yeah, man.
Oh, God.
I'm going to make your virginity disappear.
I just need to use the bathroom.
Well, don't worry. I just have to climb this box for 3 days.
Wasn't Kevin Connolly part of it?
I believe so, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, he's been a cartoon, right?
Kevin Connolly?
I'm just guessing.
That stinks of Robot Chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Seth Green was not involved in the Pussy Posse.
Really?
I think he tried to get in. He sent some applications.
Well, he was kind of bigger before that, right?
Yeah. He's probably the same age as Leo, I think.
Yeah. Around
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Ish.
I'm sure he's doing well around Airborne. You ever see that movie?
Oh, his rollerblading
movie?
Yes,
that's a stay tuned. It's kind of got a soft spot in my heart.
Oh, I love shit. That. So yeah, I'm sorry. So yes, Tobey Maguire is this adult. He's talking about all of his imaginations he used to have as a kid that he still remembers for some reason. And for some reason, they always involve him saving his parents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or abusing animals.
One or the other.
If I'm imagining something, my parents aren't involved. It's like me and Superman, we're going to fucking do something.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I'm a kid,
Yeah, if I'm a kid imagining something, my parents have been dead for 100 years.
Exactly. Set in the future when my parents have been dead for 100 years. Exactly.
Eric lives in the earth from, what's that Tom Cruise movie?
Oblivion.
You know what? We're getting there. We're getting there. We are getting there.
Hey, fingers crossed for 2018,
man.
Maybe you could get a job as a drone repairman, which is Tom Cruise's job in
right.
the movie.
So this movie, by the way, has no definite setting, which is obnoxious.
Yeah.
You don't know when this movie takes place. It's just Tobey Maguire saying a lot of like, well, back then I was blah, 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 and back then I was doing that. And the only thing you can glean from the setting of this film is like there's no cell phones and there doesn't appear to be any like computers.
No.
Really?
That would really complicate this, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what would complicate it.
It's already complicated.
So is this set in the past?
I don't know. Like, I really think they just scrubbed it of any signifiers.
It's weird like that.
Right.
Like,
the Batman Animated Series.
Although,
you know what I mean?
This kid has an alarm clock, which is just quoting Ian McKellen as Gandalf the entire time.
It's like rip-off lines.
Yeah.
Did the Boss Baby production get sued, or did DreamWorks stomp that out? Because it's like, this is a Gandalf clock, and nobody paid the Tolkien estate anything.
Apparently it's a nod to Ralph Bakshi, who, by the way, his grandson plays the kid.
Mm.
Yes.
I was actually wondering that.
Like something Bakshi, that, whatever.
Yeah, that's, wait, not, that's not a name you see.
His grandson plays a cartoon?
Yes. He does the voice.
I bet Grandpa Bakshi would have loved this shit.
No, not at all. Is Ralph Bakshi still around?
I don't. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Killed in a tire fire?
That sounds about right.
A pornography explosion?
You can't go into that porno still?
But the good stuff's still in there. My cats are in there.
It's going to blow.
So his parents work for a company called Puppy Co.
Mm-hmm. The Templetons. The
Templetons.
Right.
Mr. and Mrs. Templeton, voiced by...
Jimmy Kimmel is the dad, yes, and Lisa Kudrow is the mom.
That's correct.
Okay.
I think these Templetons, by the way, might be Freemasons or Illuminati or something like that, because in this opening narration, I guess it's Tobey Maguire, is talking about how the triangle is the strongest shape.
Yeah,
right.
That's very weird.
It's very, like, very odd.
Yeah, and it's like the triangle represents father, son, and child, and it's like, we're going down a weird path.
wait, father, son, and child?
Well,
father, mother,
well, that's a straight line,
child,
by the way.
Sorry.
Well, he has this line about, like, oh, the triangle is the thing you can find most in nature. Nature.
Yes,
and I'm like, yeah. So yeah, that makes sense, Eric. Actually, I'm with you on this one.
That's so weird. I didn't even catch that. Now, dude, I'm even more terrified by this movie.
That's why it's on the back of the dollar.
He is Ralph Bakshi's still alive. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Hey, well, congratulations.
Hey, nice.
At the time of this recording.
One of the things I hate is so he's talking about, like, they're like tuck-in time ritual, and
sure,
it's like, read me five books, or read me three books, give me five hugs, and sing me a song. And the song they're always singing is Blackbird by the Beatles. And I'm like, so your goodnight tune is a song that Paul McCartney wrote in solidarity with black women during the civil rights movement? I mean, I fucking guess so. That's weird.
No, it just sounds good. I mean, who cares? I mean, honestly, who cares?
Just like, what the flying fuck?
Little white kid, slightly uncomfortable. We're gonna fix that right away.
That's the best. Like, and you know, this kid's a shit. I mean, if the fantasies, you know, weren't disturbing enough, he says
he wants to date his parents.
There's that. I was gonna say they're like, hey, would you like to have a baby brother? And he says, no, thanks, I'm enough.
Yeah, ew.
That's disturbing. That's eerie. Yeah. That's...
How are we all gonna fit in that bed?
Well, you're 21 years old, so you're hoping to have a baby brother. So yes, we cut to Baby Core, which is it's a rock movement out of Long Island. No, it's not. No, it's not.
I would totally believe you.
No, Baby Core is
somebody's gonna tweet, well, actually, you made a joke, but Baby Core developed out of San Francisco.
We'll have fun with that. Honestly.
Enjoy yourself.
So it would be like like a combo of, well, no, it'd be like Gigi Allen, right? You'd be like shitting yourself on stage, but you'd wear a diaper, goddammit.
Oh, right. I see.
So it's a little cleaned up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, Gigi Allen did not have the fucking common courtesy to wear a diaper. He just fucking shit in his hand and threw it at people.
That's
and
ridiculous.
There are people that will tell you that guy was a genius, and those people are wholly incorrect.
I saw an Elvis impersonator pee on people.
Yeah, Extreme Elvis, he played our college.
I know, I think he's dead now.
He is.
Yeah, oh, good.
Sounds about right. So we go to Baby Core, which is a corporation in the sky.
Yeah.
This is all, because it's not heaven.
No.
It's just a thing in the sky that is this, like, conglomerate type thing where babies are doing work.
Uh-huh.
And this was where I was like, wait, what the fuck is in this movie? I thought he was just dancing in a suit.
No.
That would be fine. Like, we would all learn something about, oh, the new baby needs attention. No, but we're in this Baby Core, and, like, there's a rubric where you go through this process, and if you can't be tickled, you're labeled management.
Right.
Yeah.
Which you get, is if weird. If you giggle when you're tickled, you go to the earth and get a family. This is, by the way, Tobey Maguire starts, we see this in the movie because Tobey Maguire is like, this is how my parents told me that babies are born.
Yeah.
Which is why this whole fucking thing doesn't make any sense. Because he's saying the parents said this. Parents know that you fuck and a kid comes out if you get pregnant. Well, but
this is a point of contention in the movie, I think. That he knows about fucking the kid.
Well, he does.
He does. He clearly knows. There's a joke later.
He whispers to Boss Baby.
Yeah. Oh, right.
That like my parents fucked to make me. Where did
he
you
knows
come
for
from?
For sure. This is, I think, an invention of the movie. This is a reality.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
I think,
oh, my God.
I think they are making, and that's the confusing part as we'll go on with this movie. They kind of jump back and forth on that one.
Yes.
Yes, they do.
They don't really know what they want to do with
it. Yeah. Like, I'm hazy about this whole thing. Where is Baby Core even located?
It would just be in the sky.
It's in heaven, right?
It's like where, if we were going to use like mythology of our own, like where the storks go.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, to get the babies.
Talk about, by the way, another movie that nobody fucking saw about babies. Storks.
A man fucks a lady.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Or a lady fucks a man. And the seed goes into the egg. And how is that getting to heaven to be supplied into baby core?
No, in this baby core world, man, there's no fucking.
No, but the
These
parents,
babies are made on like a conveyor belt.
But the parents do say, they tell the kid.
Yep.
Oh, so I wasn't wrong.
No, that they tell the kid that they do fuck.
Right. Yes. But then doesn't he say at the beginning, this is where babies come from? Then it's like, and it's a bunch of babies on a fucking conveyor belt.
But I'm thinking the stork comes in late at night, gets down into the lady, pulls out the egg, flies it to heaven. Puts it in the baby core machinery.
Yeah.
Sure.
We don't see the machinery.
But the thing is, it's canonical to this film.
When does the blood ritual come in?
Much later.
It's canonical to this film that parents have sex to produce a child, and yet it's made in this factory in the sky at the same time.
And then delivered by taxi.
Oh, you know what? That's the soul, maybe.
I think that would almost make sense.
Wait, but then so why does the boss baby go to this house? Is he an undercover boss?
Yes, he is. That's the thing. He went there on special assignment.
He's wearing a wire.
Kill him.
Kill that.
Cut this boss baby's head off.
I do want. We should get to this baby core sequence because when he's being separated, because there was a joke there that I one of the first where I was like, who is this for?
That's a great question.
Great question.
One of the mysteries of the ages, man. How were the pyramids built and who is Boss Baby for?
Okay, so they are separated into management and family. Uh-huh. And Boss Baby is separated. Alec Baldwin, Boss Baby, is separated over to management. And he gets on the binky line.
Uh-huh.
And all of them, but he's upside down.
Yep.
So his ass.
Yep. He's going to get this binky up his ass.
And he realizes it too. He gets it in his head. The baby. Yes. The baby understands that the binky's going to go up his butthole.
You totally see Boss Baby be like, oh my God, that's going to go up my fucking ass. Yes.
Hard turn around. The audience is just like, har, 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 that Boss Baby almost got a passion fire up his ass.
Exactly.
Right in his tush. Right in his fucking tush.
You know what, dude? There's so much animating of baby ass in this movie. You want to get one, you get one. You get fucking this much, get out of my face.
And here's another thing. There are ways to animate nude babies.
Sure.
And it's just like, look at this cute butt. There are shots in this movie of these cartoon babies going down slides, fucking spread eagle, and there is zero genitalia to be found. Nary a baby dick
they're
in this
fucking,
movie.
Except for
one part later.
The fucking asses are jiggling like they're Laura Croft in that game.
Tomb Raider.
Yes.
And that's
Super Mario Brothers.
But this is the problem. Later in the movie, you get a frontal baby shot, and we've got the blur.
Right.
So it's like, okay, I get it. You know what? If you're bashful about the front, you got to be bashful about the back.
You can't have it both ways.
Is that true?
Show the cartoon dick.
No, or don't show anything I'm going.
You know what? Even better. Even better.
The Simpsons had it right, man. Finally, I got to see Bart Simpson's penis.
Yes.
Finally, in that movie, I got to see Bart Simpson's penis. Something I know all the fans were clamoring
for. I thought that was illegal on the internet.
Yeah, it's just a lot of baby ass.
A lot
at
of
a
it,
certain
man.
Point, he farts baby powder, and it's
oh,
like, you
right.
know what,
it's like,
dude?
Toot, and it sprays out. Oh, disgusting. It's,
so the boss baby gets summoned. Everything's going great for this kid. He's got a very thorough imagination. The boss baby gets summoned, and he starts John Goodman dancing into the White House, walking a little bit.
Yes, dude, he's dancing like a Blues Brother. Steve, I'm going to give you credit for this, but it's such a fabulous fucking word. All throughout this movie, the boss baby is sashaying all yes. over. He's dancing down this sidewalk, man.
It's walking with your ass. Is what, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, some people lead with their stomach, some people lead with their heads, some people lead with their shoulders. This baby leads with his ass.
It is so dumb. Mm-hmm. This baby gets out of a cab and he's like, I feel good. And he's just fucking dancing. And then, like, he gets to the door and they're like, hey, man, your brother's here. And it's weird because a few minutes earlier in the film, when the dad is like, hey, would you like a baby brother? And he says, no, I'm fine. They cut to, like, the shot. You see the three of them. The mother is clearly pregnant.
Yeah.
Where did the baby go?
Good question.
Uh-huh. Like, so it,
that's what I'm saying, dude. The stork took it.
But it's, you were saying it takes...
Pay me my price.
You're saying it takes...
Pay me my price. I've delivered a boss baby. I need the rest.
And what are you doing?
That's
what
a stork.
That's an evil stork.
That's
that
evil
wants,
stork
that wants
the
blood ritual.
The
yes, yes, exactly.
Pardon me for not following.
And it's just the pregnant lady comes in. Something terrible
but
happens.
Eric is saying,
no,
"Hang
on a second.
If
hang
stork
on a second.
Doesn't pay. If
hang
doesn't
on
pay,
a second. No, cut. Because this is flawed. Because Eric said." The stork steals the zygote.
Yes.
This woman clearly has a baby bump.
Okay, well, that's a steep price for a boss baby, my friend. That's all I'm going to say. The stork wants a price.
This movie is ill-conceived. Well,
for sure, though, the boss baby is not that baby.
Oh, shit. Dude, wait,
but
wait,
then
wait.
The woman's not pregnant,
no,
though.
She is, dude.
It's up at baby court being held in, like, one of their, like, units.
Containment
unit? Yeah, yeah.
Containment unit,
like,
man.
The Ghostbusters.
Because this kid's
got
enough...
We got one! It's a baby!
If you shut down that containment unit, there'll be so many births on Earth. It'll be a river of slime.
And Jimmy Kimmel plays the dad, so he's like, hey, it's your new brother, Mahershala. Huh? Imagine that was a real name. I know we're all white in this room. It's cool. Yeah. Mahershala.
You know, we're almost up to the next Academy Awards, and at that point, we can't do that joke anymore.
Yeah, it's
it'll be
sense.
Officially dated. We've got
then it'll be dated.
Yeah, no, dude, we have 8 weeks left to make Mahershala jokes.
God damn it. So yeah, he the baby's there. They're like, oh, it's the baby. And this is where we get the boss baby montage where it's like, oh, the baby calls meetings at all hours of the night. The baby, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, and it's just like it's parents handling a newborn kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Although it's weird, again, because I thought this whole time, I was like, all of this boss baby shit is in this younger kid's head.
Yes, exactly.
The little boy's
yes,
head, Tim.
That, that
but
makes,
it's not. It's
it
not because
be.
It's can't
not
be.
The parents. You hear the mother at one point. She's like, "Isn't his suit really cute?"
Yes.
I was like, "Wait a second. She can see that,
and you're letting him wear it every day." That's what you're doing.
It makes like, no sense. Just make it part of his imagination. You've already established that.
Yeah, we already saw him fight his gorilla
parents. It feels like
parents.
They wrote it one way and then was like, "Nah." Backspace.
And it's a cute idea. That's what you have is a yes. cute idea. That's what he sees. It's like, oh man, that boss baby. And then he learns, oh, we're all boss babies or whatever the fuck he learns. And that's the end of the movie.
Everybody's a little bit of a boss baby.
And the movie's 83 minutes. That's,
that would be
that's
nice.
A movie.
That would be nice.
Animated mm-hmm. movies should not be over 90 minutes. If you're 1 second over 90 minutes, fuck you.
Yes. Yes. It's a crime.
It is a crime.
But do we hold like Pixar movies
yes.
to those standards?
I do.
How long is Wall-E?
It's probably like
too long.
2 hours. That
it's definitely too long.
So
sure,
I think all animated movies should, like comedy should be 90 minutes flat. Animated movies should be no more than 90 minutes over. You know what I mean? 80s. You should.
I
be
give
in
it
the
100.
80s. You should be in the 80s. Oh no way, man.
100.
No.
Hundreds your cut off.
Hell no. You know what? You know what? You know what? 30 minutes.
Well, that's a
aren't like all Miyazaki movies 2 hours.
Okay,
make
those
it,
are
make
longer.
It 30 minutes.
You know, Lion King, 84 minutes.
Wall-E, 98 minutes.
That's all
which
right.
Which I think for a contemporary film,
yes,
not
yes.
bad.
It's okay. But this movie, extra... this ill-conceived boss baby, 83 minutes, get the fuck out of my face.
And that eight minutes extra is okay because it's credits and Fred Willard.
Yeah, that's true.
Fair enough.
So this is all happening. He's like, oh, I hate this boss baby. I used to have all this, you know, all of my parents' attention. Now I don't.
Yeah.
I guess the movie starts to turn when the play date happens. Is that correct?
Well, he finds the older kid. Tim.
Yeah, Tim. He's Tim.
Tim finds him talking to Baby Corps headquarters.
Oh, that's right.
He walks in on him. Talking to the head of Baby
because he's on one of those toy telephones.
Yes,
but it turns
that's
out
the joke.
It actually goes up into Baby Corps, which is adjacent to heaven.
Yes, is a satellite of heaven.
Well, Baby Corps, like heaven's next door neighbor.
It's a satellite nation, right? It's like Poland in the USSR. Or whatever.
Well, this is kind of reminding me of like the Americans a little bit, right?
Yeah.
It's a little deep in there. I mean, then they have this play date. He's got his suspicions, and he's like, this baby's talking. I need evidence that this baby could talk.
Well, you know? they have a conversation right at this
part,
that's
though, right.
Because the boss baby sees that the jig is up, and he's like, well, fuck it. Let's just do this. And it's like, I need fucking a California roll, or I need a spicy tuna roll really badly. Where's the best sushi restaurant? He's throwing fucking money at this kid. Where's this petty cash coming from?
I don't care if you're from Babyland. You shouldn't be aware of sushi.
Yes.
It shouldn't be as contemporized.
Well, he shouldn't have a concept of like adult living.
He knows everything. He's like an adult.
Okay. Let me just say, we don't know how old he is. He's been drinking this super special formula.
We have to just talk about this.
It keeps you young from ever, and I think it comes from God's tits.
Man, I'd love to suckle at the teat of the Lord.
Yes, God's teats.
It's so dumb. That's like the whole thing of this movie is they stay babies. By the way, the word he uses is forever.
Yeah.
Because they drink this formula. So I was like, forever? Are they also immortal beings?
I think they are. They're like Highlanders. It's like Christopher Lambert was a baby.
But it's only because they're not aging. So like they don't get old and sick and their organs don't break down.
And also here's the thing that he's like, oh, give me a sushi roll. Give me this. And later he's eating pizza. So like, it's also weird that like now he's just a grown man acting like a baby. You know what I mean? Like he's got a baby body. And also, does he have teeth? How is he eating hard food?
I mean, the sushi I understand, but that slice. I don't know how you're getting that
There's
down.
There's no way. There's just no way.
I don't know how you're getting it down.
There's just no way.
Even Pizza Rat had trouble with it.
Pizza Rat struggled
quite
a bit.
Maybe he gets the cheese to like melt off into his mouth.
Do we know if Pizza Rat's still alive? Did he make it?
You know what? I don't know. He might live with Ralph Bakshi now.
Didn't it turn out that Pizza Rat was a hoax?
What do you mean it was a hoax?
It was a dude who had like trained a rat.
Oh, was it Ralph Bakshi? Come on. I haven't made a movie in a long time. All right, Ratkins, go get him. My rat, Ratkins. Go to the dollar place.
We'll be internet famous.
Also, but definitely bring that slice back. I'm starving.
Get the cold slices. They're cheaper.
I don't care that it touches the subway ground.
Oh, good God, man. The subway ground?
Crawling
holy
already.
Toledo. Oh, the subway ground.
Dude, I saw, let me tell you this. I saw the other day in the subway a parent allowing two of their children to sit on the ground in the subway station. I wanted to throw up on them.
That's
be like, it's just as good.
That's only for drunk people who have given up on life.
Yes.
That's the only thing. That is 100%
the only. That is only for me 10 years ago.
Yeah, me
I was going to say, I used to watch Chris Cabin sit on subway stairs like from across the platform and be like, I'm drunk. He's drunker. He's sitting on the stairs.
So the boss baby,
oh right,
he has a play date, and all these other babies come, and I don't understand this part. I mean, I don't understand any of this movie, but like, so boss baby says, "Hey, look, I'm here for a very specific reason for Baby Corps on a secret mission,
why I'm talking because I'm a boss baby.
That's why I'm talking. Are these other kid boss babies as well? Are they under boss babies?
They must be underbosses. Like,
they're like interns and shit.
Well, no, they have to be in some kind of managerial position.
Really? I thought they were just regular babies that came under the spell of this alpha baby.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, there's like the little girl, and she's like probably the best of this, this baby.
Yeah, they all report to Baby Corps, so they have to be
Do they?
Into
they,
some...
they actually report to Baby Corps?
Yeah.
Well, there's
the
triplets.
They report to Boss Baby.
Because they understand his when he does the whole, because he does a presentation. That's the whole thing. And it's a.
It's like he's selling him a timeshare.
Yes. Except for it's like an extinction event.
See, no, like.
Essentially.
He's down there undercover, and he's recruiting like a splinter cell.
Oh,
I don't think they've actually touched baby heaven, baby core.
But they're talking. They're talking, walking around. Yeah,
and they refer to him as the boss.
But can babies communicate with other babies?
I don't know.
That's
in like in IRL.
Yeah, this is like a full philosophical question.
No, I guess to your point, that makes sense. It's like in movies like this, like. The humans leave the room, the animals start talking.
Yeah.
And, you know, the kids leave the room, the toys start talking.
But I guess it really doesn't matter.
It also doesn't make any sense. So, yeah.
There's a muscle baby I want to mention.
Yeah.
Jimbo or
the fat, slow one.
Bimbo.
Bumbo.
Not Bumbo again.
It's like a little girl, it's this little fat baby, and then it's these triplets that are like yes men to the boss baby.
Yeah,
sure. Which is cute.
Yeah, that's as close to
life,
cute as it gets.
Wait, no, art imitates life. Life imitates art. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, we should make The Boss Baby. You're right. Oh, yeah, The Boss Baby sounds like a great movie. Oh, yeah, great.
This is the main part of the plot is that he tells them that Puppy Co., which is where the parents work,
right.
They are coming out with a special puppy.
Uh-huh.
And then nobody's going to want to have kids anymore.
Sounds good to me, man.
A genetically engineered soulless vessel. It's disgusting.
This is a very, it's a millennial joke, right? Us, these millennials, all they want to do is, they love their puppy videos, they love their cats, they don't want to fucking have kids and struggle.
Yeah, who can afford it?
How dare these kids not want to have babies and be miserable?
I mean, you know.
It's, so here's the thing. They're saying, babies are not as loved as dogs is the idea. Puppies specifically.
Yes.
And puppies are currently, winning the love race. It's kind of hilarious.
Love economy? I don't understand it.
There's a pie chart.
There's a pie chart, exactly. That's you can see the puppies, you can see the babies. I noticed a cat, a very small slice, understandably. and then some other things I couldn't really make out. But so this is the thing. Is the boss baby has to stop Puppy Co. from releasing this new dog into the world is the idea. And so Tim is like, all right, this baby's talking and he's asking for sushi. I got to get this shit on tape. So he's secretly recording this presentation that the boss baby is giving to these other babies. And they find out about it, beat the shit out of
it. Well, there is the great, and I mean, this is a joke that kids love.
Oh God!
People who've only seen Glengarry Glen Ross would love, and no one else, is the cookies are for closers line. That was Chris. I don't know if you know that.
must have killed with the 5-year-old.
Oh,
fucking destroyed.
You kids haven't seen any Jack Lemmon movies.
Do you think this line was the writers being we have Alec here, let's write it?
Yeah.
Or do you think this was AB you know, it'd be kind of funny if I said cookies were for closers?
Oh no, he would not want to do this. This is
they
is the
for
reason
sure.
You
yeah, they were doing.
We this. Have any indication of how much money he made for this movie? Because it's got to be a fuck ton.
Oh,
yeah,
of course.
This thing destroyed at the box office.
Oh yeah,
this thing was a tight, huge hit.
That apparently Netflix is going to be developing this into a series or limited series.
Well, they would to explain this fucking universe. It would have to be. They have to have 5 seasons at least.
They're already trying. The longest part of developing this show for Netflix is going to be finding someone who can sound like Alec Baldwin, yes. Because Alec Baldwin is not returning.
You never know, man.
He'll do a Boss Baby sequel, I bet. But Netflix TV, I don't know.
The tragedy is they cut the original ending of the movie is. At the end, Tim goes up to the boss baby. He's like, what about my daughter? And the boss baby goes, fuck you, and then closes the door. And then Alan Arkin asks him for a slice.
I would love it if Boss Baby 2 opens and it's raining outside and they're eating in a Chinese restaurant and there's flashing neon signs. Mm-hmm. It'd be fucking great.
I was just waiting for Boss Baby to try to get back with Melanie Griffith.
Ed Harris, Boss Baby. You got the memory of a fucking fly!
Cookies are for
for closes.
Yeah, whatever.
Which, and then later when there's that surreal backyard scene.
Oh my God, we're at it right now.
They fucking blast the SWAT theme.
Yep.
Who is that? Again, please, who is this for?
It's for all the fans of the new, SWAT remake TV show, Shamar Moore.
There's a new one?
They're doing it, dude.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Do you
not even own a TV? Or maybe, perhaps you've never seen a bus. The ads are everywhere.
I don't see buses often.
It's
actually
with Shamar Moore, man.
Oh, it is. Yeah. I have no idea.
These action move. There's two big action set pieces that weigh this movie down like a fucking brick.
Right.
Because they take 10 minutes, and who are they for? What are they doing in this movie? It's a comedy.
It's colors going by the screen. The babies go ha ha.
But
the adults go. I get that.
I will say there was a gag during this that I thought was pretty ish funny when they're like Tim's like hanging on to a car and it's like this high speed chase. The boss baby's driving this car. It cuts to the parents and they're like, oh, look, the boys are getting along now.
Yeah.
And it cuts to outside and it's just this little baby car going like a half a mile an hour.
So that's the question. What is the reality?
Again,
what
exactly
is the reality?
That
it's like fucking Twin Peaks. It just goes back and forth without any fucking reason. No reason. It just
well,
does.
You know what? Here's the thing, though, Chris. Twin Peaks does that, and we're like, David Lynch is a genius. Boss Baby does it, and we're like, oh, it's an episode. It's an episode. We got to fucking pick one, man. I don't know. We gotta...
I would like to see David Lynch handle Boss Baby.
Golly gee, I don't know what the fuck's going on in this thing. My brain's fried.
What if the Eraserhead baby had a suit on?
That'd be adorable. Eric, blood is coming out.
Spicy tuna.
Gee Willikers, now he's dead. Let's cut to some weird woman singing a song.
I love
birth is for closers.
I love the lady in the radiator.
So
man.
Do I, but she's a weird lady. She's got puffy cheeks.
It's like a chipmunk person.
Yes.
That movie will make your skin crawl.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
In a good way.
Oh, yeah, it was a great movie. He gets grounded, and this, I think, crimps the boss baby's plans.
Yes.
So he comes up to him, and he's like, look, man, I'm a boss baby. No, it doesn't make any sense. Like, you know what, dude? The movie's got to keep going. This is the part where I tell you that I'm a boss baby. And he's like, well, it's actually easier if I show you. And he takes out this pacifier.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, here's the thing. If you want to have Alec Baldwin walk around and be like, change my diaper, get me a coffee. Like, it's like, oh, I get it. He's a boss baby. But you cannot have Alec Baldwin, context be damned, tell anyone in an animated movie to suck it. Hey, suck it.
And
suck
he said repeatedly.
Suck it.
Suck it repeatedly.
Yes.
He keeps saying suck it.
And the Ralph Bakshi's grandson is like, no, you suck it.
It's like, come on.
Suck it.
Suck it.
Suck it.
Suck it.
Suck it.
It's a pacifier and like it's a magic pacifier.
Suck it.
Fire or whatever, which is gross in and of its own right. But like it should just be like Alec Baldwin pulls out the pacifier. It's like, you know, it's a pacifier, so that's what it is.
And the kid's like, wait, what? You expect me to suck it?
Exactly. We shouldn't have a grown, gruff, disgusting Alec Baldwin say suck it.
And you know they were in the studio just wink-wanking at everybody, man. Just wink-wink, suck it. Wink-wink, isn't this funny? Suck it.
I don't have any fucking armrests left because I tore them off my fucking couch.
Let me
white
tell you,
knuckle
dude.
Knuckle in this scene, dude.
Let me tell you, dude. I was watching this movie. I had no idea what was going on already.
Mm-hmm.
Tall glasses of water. Sure. We're in full effect. God damn it. I'm watching Boss Baby. And I was like, oh, this was some bad shit. This was some bad shit. He's a baby saying suck it. Yeah. What was in this? Nope, that's just the movie, man.
No, that's
we're
just
saying
suck it. That's
what
they wanted to do. That's what they thought that kids would like.
Suck it.
So he does.
Yes.
So he sucks it.
They both suck it.
He gives
in unison. And they are teleported in some
oh
strange, hologram-esque way into the world as ghosts.
Yes, they're dead. They're dead.
Into the baby court world.
Right now, they're like, yeah, they're walking around. They're they can watch people, but no one can see them.
They're walking. People are walking through them, yeah, much like
and
ghosts.
They can't hear, and the boss hear them. Baby can spy on people, and they don't know he's there. It is what was on that thing.
Even David Lynch is like, yeah, you lost me. This has nothing to do with the atomic bomb.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I made episode fucking 8 and I can't follow fucking Boss Baby. Jesus, gosh darn it. Can't even fucking stomach this shit. I ain't gonna fucking tell you the Eraserhead baby was a fucking horse fetus, but Jesus fucking Christ, this boss baby.
Let me ask you, did the boss baby come out through a hole in the wall? No? No, it makes no sense. I'm sorry.
It's insane. And so then let's break this down for a second. Like Eric pointed out, they can't be seen and they cannot be heard.
Right.
So I would wager that in the world of baby core, this is some like pretty heavy duty tech that they had to invent for this shit. For the sole purpose of
what?
Taking a non-baby to baby core to show them the ropes? Really? We invested all of this?
No.
It was just money?
Poison on that binky.
Oh, shit. Oh, you think they were just tripping balls?
I think it's like it's like a near-death experience. Like they both left their bodies.
Or, yeah. I mean, they dipped it in whiskey to shut them up.
Oh, I see.
Shit. And they're both just drunk.
There's shockingly none of that in this movie. That's an easy joke that you could make in this terrible film.
Well, you know what, Andrew? Animating baby assholes for weeks on end and talking about sucking it, that's all fine. The second anyone talks about alcohol, that's inappropriate. Yeah. That's inappropriate. It's not for my kids. Sorry.
And I'll tell you what right now, because the one thing I was thinking of this entire time, I was doing that too through this movie.
Okay.
Was anybody else thinking of the baby from Roger Rabbit?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Because here's the thing. Boss Baby, he needs a fucking cigar, goddamn it.
Yeah.
He needs to be chomping on a cigar that entire time.
That's
I know. That's how stupid this fucking world is.
Smoking is a sin.
You can look at this fucking, you can get an upshot of this baby, this cartoon baby's asshole, but no. That this baby, who is supposed to be a businessman, is not smoking a cigar.
He went to business school. These babies should be doing coke in the bathroom. It should be baby coke in the baby bathroom because this is a fucking hard corporate culture. We're working fucking 16-hour days.
It's okay, Tim. It's cut with baby powder.
Yes, that's the joke. See?
There, it's right there. Make your baby do cocaine.
How is it that we are not professional script consultants? Look how much better we just made the Boss Baby.
Exactly.
The now R-rated Boss Baby.
You just need one scene down where the boss baby is like, hang on a second, Tim. I'm very tired. And he just blows a huge line of baby powder is what he calls it. And Tim's like, what's that?
I was like, don't worry about it. It's baby powder.
I got to go to this. I got to use this red pacifier to go to baby downtown. Pick some shit up.
You know, the other day I was walking the dog and an unsettling sight IRL of fucking discarded pacifier just on the sidewalk. Oh, it chilled my bones.
Hey man, you up? You good? You got stuff?
You gotta help me out. I'm fucking empty. I'm empty.
You mind if I bring my older brother Tim over? Yeah. He's just gonna we're gonna swing by. Yeah, it's cool. All right. Yeah.
I have to talk to Willem Dafoe tomorrow.
I'm real. I need something. Just get me over it. You know.
That's the other thing. Speaking of Willem Dafoe, you were referencing American Psycho.
Yes.
How is there no scene in this movie where the boss baby's got a boss baby business card?
Oh, that'd be cute.
Come on.
Yes. Now you got to save something for the sequel, my friend.
Yeah.
You got to save
and the TV series.
Yeah. We are just jam packing so many fantastic boss baby ideas into our new boss baby script.
Oh my God! It's diaper white and. The font is something called Cillian Braille.
Diaper white.
See, we all hate movies at gmail.com for booking.
So we go, it's more elaborate stuff about Baby Core. He wants he's sent on a mission by the right now Supreme Boss Baby, who's a lady who has like maybe one line in this movie because women don't say anything at all in this movie.
Nah. Although I will say that I thought the entire time Lisa Kudrow was actually Lennon Parham.
Yeah, you might as well. You get her for a cheaper discount. She doesn't say fucking shit in this movie.
Hey, Tim, yeah. You know, when I see a pretty girl walking down the street, I sometimes want to take her out on a fancy baby date. Sometimes I want to see what her head would look like on a popsicle.
I try to put a cat into an ATM.
This is so fucked up. And all I want to do is just rewatch American Psycho. It's so fucked up.
Now imagining some like other baby running down the stairs away from him. And he's got like a key ring that he's like, gonna wait to throw.
Not the face. Not my fucking face.
It takes me 45 minutes to take a shower.
The boss baby's doing the face peel. He's doing sit-ups.
It would have a similar ass shot as the one to Christian Bale.
You're totally right.
All right, tell me which is actually even worse. Christian Bale in that scene saying, don't stare at it, eat it, or Alec Baldwin saying, suck it. I think it's Alec Baldwin saying,
it's
suck it.
It's Alec Baldwin saying, it's
you
Alec
are right. Baldwin. You are right.
Okay, okay.
Oh, don't
okay.
stare at it, eat it. What a script, Mary Harron. I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
So he sees a whole line of all the old
yes.
boss babies.
Oh my God,
babies.
What is with this? The Boss Baby Hall of Fame?
And the idea is you get retired, and we don't know what that means. I thought it was killed. I thought they got
shot right in the fucking head.
Yeah,
I thought shot into the sun.
Oh, man. How you rid yourself of a boss baby? Acquire exactly one rocket, put the boss baby inside it, and aim it at the sun.
Well, we're creating bullshit all over the place. Yeah, today, so why
it's
not?
All magic.
Wait, I have a rocket again.
I think the retired thing is you get sent.
Well, no, they tell you. Yes, they tell you.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't know what the retirement was.
At the point of the movie, they don't tell you, but you learn later. But it's fine. Right, we're not doing it linear.
I mean, yeah, who could care? It's you are. you're sent to Earth to be with a family, and you grow up.
Yes, you no longer have access to the super formula that makes you a baby genius.
Yet you have the memories of this fantastical place where you were a tyrant.
So now it's like Peter Falk in fucking Wings of Desire, man. Like, I remember being a bush baby.
Excuse me, ma'am. Where's my spicy tuna roll?
Oh, it's the American remake of Boss Baby, so it's Dennis Franz. Trade down, if you ask me. Just I nothing against Dennis. I met him. We played poker a couple of times. Trade down.
Oh, look at that. That Meg Ryan baby got hit by a truck on a bike. American remakes, man. That's fucking cruel.
What about the fucking circus? Is there no circus in this movie?
Goo goo what? Dolls.
Tell
fuck's
me,
a goo goo doll?
Just tell me you got Nick Cave at least.
You got the goo goo dolls?
You go, hold on. You go from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds to the Goo Goo Dolls. You know what? No, no, thank you.
That's fucked up.
I'm going to say
I don't want the
up.
World to see me because I don't think they'd understand. What a fucking baby.
Isn't he like a monster in that video?
I think he's a monster. I don't know.
In the Goo Goo Dolls video?
I thought he was like a monster.
I did not see the Goo Goo Dolls video.
I don't think so.
Who, Johnny Resnick?
Yeah, I think he's like a monster. Like, the idea is like, oh, like, even though it's Wings of Desire, I think he's a monster.
No, he's just dancing around like an idiot.
Yeah, oh, okay. I thought it was just, he's dancing around on like a rooftop or something.
Oh, okay.
And then it's just clips like from the movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Maybe I made that up.
I think that was on TRL.
Oh, guaranteed.
I think it skyrocketed.
Of course it was.
So we find out that there was this one super big boss baby that everybody loved so much, but he got retired and who cares?
Like colossal fat big baby monster?
Yeah. I wrote it down somewhere because it's outrageous.
Oh, wait. Super colossal big fat boss baby. Yeah.
Super
colossal big fat boss baby.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, man, that's
what
weird.
They call me behind my back.
But, like, how so now, and Boss Baby is just Boss Baby. All the other ones in the Hall of Fame have more adjectives, and it was just like, it's simple. You know what? Yeah. Lose the. How about just Facebook? Baby Social Network would also be good.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's a movie, man.
Like the Winklevoss twins are like,
God,
they're like in a bathtub rowing.
I like it.
You can keep Jesse Eisenberg exactly the same.
Rooney Mara in a hooded sweatshirt. It's like, look, you're going to go through your whole life thinking everybody hates you because you're a baby, but it's because you're an asshole.
There's somewhere, I noticed in my notes, there's a thing where the boss baby is kind of explaining to Tim like what the situation is, and Tim is like, are you Jesus?
Yeah, he goes,
and it's this close up on the boss baby, and he kind of smiles and he's like, yes, I'm Jesus. And you're like, oh, he loved saying that line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He loved it. He loved it.
He asked to take it a couple extra times.
He's taking it for a little walk.
But that is a good point. Bringing Christ into this.
Yeah.
How does the baby Jesus fit into this whole thing? And is like, wouldn't he be management? And I guess that was a secret mission to die for our sins.
There's a weird scene where when he's talking about the whole structure of the thing, it's like, there's the board of directors, who you actually never see. Probably you'll see that in the cartoon TV show.
Yeah, those aren't what those other things are, though.
Things.
Well, you're right. They're not babies. They're all things.
You see them in, like, a flashback.
Right. It's like four babies.
Super Colossal Baby
comes
back up, they do a back. They do, like, the back.
Oh, and they all go, guilty.
Yeah,
and then guilty. He gets stuck into a mirror, and he goes into space.
That's dude, it's pretty much Superman 2, mm-hmm. to be completely honest with you. It's these things. It's like, they're not really... I think they're wearing, like, hoods or something. I don't know.
No, they look like the Supreme Court.
Yeah, they kind of do.
What's the difference?
Dun,
dun, dun. Hoods or robes, am I right, yeah, everybody? I mean, the American Supreme Court.
They both worship triangles.
So they wind up, they make a deal. It's like, okay, if we could stop this puppy core thing, I can go back, I can get the corner office, and I win the whole day,
right,
and I'll be out of your hair, man. And he's like, that's great, let's do it together. So like they have to pretend to be friends, so they do, and that's like a very long montage.
It's a very long being friends montage, and the boss baby's like, you know, if this doesn't happen, like, he says he will get fired,
uh-huh.
and then he's just going to be stuck with the family. And sure. then it's this weird, this is kind of my favorite piece of animation in the movie. He's like, I will be there as we grow old. We'll grow old together.
Yeah.
I will be there. And it cuts to like Tim and the boss baby. Yeah. They have not grown physically, but they have aged. And it's amazing because old boss baby looks exactly like Brian Doyle Murray.
He does. I was about to say the exact same thing. Yes, he does.
He totally does. Oh, man. I was ready for the boss baby to talk about the Jelly of the Month Club.
Well, the whole
just looks like Brian Doyle Murray. You will never look at Brian Doyle Murray the same way again because he just looks like an old baby.
Well, the whole run-up is like the ghost of Tom Joad. He's like, I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there.
So, yeah, it's a real, like, we're doing it together, being brothers fucking montage that takes approximately 7 minutes.
So they wind up going to a career day at their parents' job for a take your kid to work day. That was the whole point of it. They go there. It's at the puppy course. So they're trying to figure out what's going on. At this point, which is terrifying, the boss baby pretends to be a dog baby.
Oh, my God. Also known as puppies, by the way. Dog babies, a.k.a. puppies.
It was a much better play on words to call him the dog baby.
Now, you were right.
Because it's a baby in the flesh of a dog, which it's turns so out weird. To be, it's like a stuffed animal they skin, I guess.
And yeah. It's fucking Mac and Me, man.
It is.
Oh, my God, you're right.
It's like Leatherface.
Come on, boss baby. You were always the best with the sledge. Come on, boss baby. Kill that girl.
That would be the end. The great end. You got grandpa who comes out. Oh, no. Grandpa's not enough. You got to get the boss baby out here. Get the boss baby.
Yeah, actually, Leatherface is just the boss baby, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Oh, man. You know what I was thinking about while watching this movie? For some reason, Leatherface is reminding me of this. That Herzog movie, was it? Where there's that dude, it's a doc, Land of Silence and Darkness, maybe. Yeah. Where
Lessons of Silence and Darkness or something?
One Lessons of Darkness or...
So it's a
Two similar movies. There's ones about the Kuwaiti oil fields.
No, that's
Lessons
that one.
Of Darkness.
You're talking about, I think it's Land of Silence and Darkness.
Yeah,
the deaf and blind people movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah. There's a dude in that film,
right?
Who, you know, and this is a real real guy. So I'm not gonna make fun of him too much. But
don't worry, he's probably
blind
long dead.
And deaf, and he like lived. He's like, I think in the time of the filming, he was like in his 20s or something, and he just lived his life as a complete baby because he had no concept of the world.
Yes,
and his parents didn't really teach him anything.
Okay,
it's terrifying.
It's terrifying to prevent the tweets. It's Land of Silence and Darkness from 1971. Yes.
But the thing is like, and this is why I also can't buy the whole, like, he's a manifestation of
the kid,
Timmy,
yeah.
is because he corrects him constantly.
Yes, and like, he affects the plot all the time, independently of Tim.
Boss Baby knows who McCartney and Lennon are.
Yes.
Yeah. Timmy doesn't.
Yeah, that's, yeah, because when he's like, oh, you like that song? Who wrote it? And he's like, I don't know, my parents. And he's like, oh. Your parents were Lennon and McCartney.
Because he's been drinking that special serum. We do not know the actual age of the Boss Baby because he could have been from like the Magna Carta days. Mm-hmm. And
the Magna Carta
days. Right, babe?
Classic Dennis Miller joke, dude.
Oh, my God. So we don't know how old he is. And then, you know... The idea that that woman had a pregnancy belly is disturbing because we don't know where that child went.
Pay me my price.
Exactly.
Oh, right. That's where it
I
went.
I think the stork ate it.
Also, by the way, did you guys notice? I mean, you noticed it. I'm going to say it and you'll be like, yeah, obviously. But it freaked me the fuck out. This babe, the Boss Baby, he doesn't have a name. The parents are like, the baby.
Yeah.
Here's your brother, the baby.
Well, he gets one in the end.
He does. But... fucking name your child, please. I mean, the Boss Baby, the movie takes place at least over like a couple of months.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, maybe.
But they're leaving.
Doesn't the state step in at some point? They're like, you got to fucking name this kid or you're going to jail.
I don't think so.
I think it's some. I mean,
if the Democrats get their way for sure.
Oh, man. Yeah. Something, the war on Christmas. But no. I don't think it's jail time, but I think it's a thing where like you have to like file a name on a birth certificate.
And it better be
at some point
the right name.
Oh,
if you give them the wrong name, they'll take it away.
No,
it's true. It was a neo-Nazi that named it something irreprehensible.
Oh.
I read about this a few years ago. About this?
Well, you're talking like
it's you hear about this baby named Adolf Hitler Campbell?
Oh yeah.
Right?
Wait, they took that kid away from those people?
I think so.
Good.
Yes.
I thought you were saying, like, our baby's name is Fred. And they're like, nope, sorry.
They let those people that named their baby McCain Palin, they let that happen.
God.
That was fine.
It's kind of like almost Adolf Hitler.
Your funeral, they say. Enjoy your baby name.
Man, fucking McCain Palin, that son of a bitch. What a fucking 2008 name that kid has.
Yeah, yes. I think he was born then.
We would almost have
to. I would hope so.
So they wind up going. They find out it's Steve Buscemi who's behind the whole thing. And this is where it gets really gross. And like even the movie has to comment on how gross it's getting. Because Steve Buscemi comes like, it was me the whole time. Steve Buscemi. By the way, originally supposed to be Kevin Spacey. That they're glad that he stepped away.
Oh, wow. really?
Yes.
I'm surprised he wouldn't have been the Boss Baby.
Yeah, no. I don't know. He must have had a prior commitment.
That's a shame. Because
he had so much acting work 3 months ago.
Busy schedule.
So, but Kevin's... not Kevin Spacey.
Christopher Plummer.
I'm the Boss Baby.
Steve Buscemi is the adult version of Super Colossal Big Fat Boss Baby.
Yes.
Right, because he somehow kept all of his memories from Baby Core.
Which is unsettling again. That's the unsettling word of the episode. Yeah. It's fucking bone chilling, man.
And then he lived his entire mortal life because this is someone who was immortal, who was struck down to live a mortal life and die and be ash and never matter, which will happen to all of us.
Sure.
Because, you know, the world keeps turning or universe or whatever dark matter exists.
Pay me my price.
Man, I'm so glad I asked the first time because I just would have been lost.
So he grows up his entire life with the mission of spite to destroy Baby Corp.
And he must have done this in the late 40s?
Yeah, I
guess. For his age? Like, he's in his 60s, 70s, yeah, right? So it would be like, so he lived an immortal's life up until 1948.
Yeah, that's weird.
This guy was around like in the 16th century.
Fucking boomers, man. Ruined fucking everything.
So he's behind the perma puppy and what he wants. It was a
trap. we didn't explain that.
Oh,
though.
Sorry. Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's a forever puppy. Basically, it's a puppy that will always remain a puppy, and nobody knows how the specifics will work. The way that it works, actually, oops, it was a trap for the boss baby because he wants to steal the boss baby's formula and reverse engineer it.
My God, just take it for yourself. Engineer yourself some serum to be like an immortal on Earth.
A 30-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just drink enough that you're just like a young, sexy man, not a farting baby.
Yeah.
And like live this insane, amazing life, you know, and it's just ridiculous. Don't engineer a being, this puppy, which is false, and then make so many of them, and his plan is to drop them across the entire planet.
That part I was kind of falling asleep on.
Yeah. So he's the business model in that? You sell this motherfucker.
Right, yeah. He's going to launch a rocket with all these dogs inside it, and they're going to drop like Santa Claus Christmas presents?
Exactly.
That's
because,
what it seems like,
because they drink the serum, and I think you could survive a fall out of an airplane.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that would make sense.
Mm-hmm. But you're also superhuman?
Of course.
Not just a baby?
Why wouldn't you just engineer an immortality serum for everybody?
Yeah.
Or just a gallon for the ultra rich? Why would you fucking... What is this plot?
This plot is to end babies, which is
to end the world in its own weird way.
Right. Eventually.
Listen,
this is how Children of Men got started. That this is exactly how it started.
Oh, this is the prequel to Children of Men.
I think I read this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Baby Diego.
Oh, yeah.
Look,
yeah, dude.
Look, right. We don't have babies anymore because of the boss baby. It's so sad. The boss baby brought down society. Now here's a really impressive single-take shootout. Oh, fuck, Julianne Moore, no. Oh, look, Michael Caine farted in this movie.
That immigrant camp is full of Germans and fucking forever puppies.
Sounds about right.
I love Children of Men. Great movie. It
is fantastic.
It's a hard rewatch, though. It's hard to be like, ooh, you know, it's Saturday night. I think I'm going to watch Children of Men.
I watched it closer to whenever it was. What was the most? Oh, when Gravity was coming out.
Yeah,
I was like, I'll rewatch it.
Yeah.
It holds up.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
It's a really great movie. Yeah. And, you know, we get closer to that fucking society every ding-dong day.
Sure,
I'm just
dude.
Waiting for it. I'm going to be Michael Caine alone in a pretty cool house in the woods, smoking weed, farting, waiting for my friends to show.
Oh, that's what they all think,
Andrew. Yeah.
And then I'm going to be murdered by a bunch of fucking militants that stormed my compound because I helped out some strangers.
So that's the plan, and they have to go to Las Vegas to launch it, and we have X amount of time.
Right.
Steve Buscemi, he's got a number two who's like this big Goonie guy.
It's his brother.
His brother, yeah.
A young Frankenstein
Eugene
type.
Eugene or something, maybe?
Yes,
Eugene.
And then they get into this bizarre cross-dressing joke stuff, which is just like a fucking thud.
Yeah, and it's like, you know what, dude, just don't bother with the Mrs. Doubtfire horse shit.
Yeah, exactly. So super colossal baby Steve Buscemi as an adult man is going to go to this Las Vegas Expo to premiere the super puppy or forever puppy, god damn it, with the parents, and Boss Baby and Timothy have to stay there under guard of Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, that's right. He's the baby's. I was trying to figure out why this dude was dressing up like a woman.
Yeah.
And it's because Steve, this is fucked up.
To convince the parents that it's okay to leave
your
children.
That's what's
him.
So dumb is Steve Buscemi, who's like the parents' boss, is like, yeah, okay, you guys both have to come to Vegas to do this conference with me. Here's this babysitter I set up for you. As these parents, by the way, one of these children is already like 7 to 10 years old. Like,
Seven. He's seven. They
is
say
he seven exactly?
About,
seven.
No, he that's okay.
They know a babysitter.
Or they could go to grandma's house or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Or also, like, I don't know, this kid's like 4 months old. Mom's staying at home. Dad can go. You know,
well,
they,
they're trying to like negotiate that at the beginning of the movie, yeah. And then I forget why it is that Steve Buscemi demands they both come.
Steve Buscemi is telling Boss Baby and the kid that any wrong move, if you try to follow us to Las Vegas or prevent the Forever Puppy, we will kill your parents.
Yes.
There's imminent death as a threat in this. This is the stakes of Boss Baby is death.
Yeah, dude. Sky high.
Oh, my God. Death Baby.
Oh,
now I'm Death Baby. Still suck it.
Continue to suck it.
So, oh, actually, real quick, back to Boss Baby dressed up in a dogskin suit for a second.
Please.
Boss Baby gets his asshole sniffed out.
Oh, right. That's fun.
There's like a fucking daisy chain of dog asshole sniffing, and Boss Baby's the head of it.
And Boss Baby licks somebody's face like a dog.
Yeah. He sure does, dude.
I bet that worked for someone.
I feel like a lot of this is working for someone.
Yeah. And we don't mean the realm of children's entertainment.
No, we do not. And I'm leaving it at that. And so they have to break out. They do. This is the second of two very long action sequences involving all the other babies. There's a big highway chase that looks a lot like Toy Story. And they kind of have a lot of fun. And there's a lot of baby stuff. I don't know, man.
They have a classic, like, end of second act fight here where Tim says to the Boss Baby, like, he wishes the Boss Baby was never born. Like, they're fighting. I think it's like they're fighting at the airport or something.
After all this, they get to the airport. They just missed the plane, and they fly to Las Vegas. Right. Like, oh, shit, we just missed the plane. Somehow these children are just running through an airport.
Yeah.
And they miss the plane. You know, Timothy, you know, might be in correct here, because now the Boss Baby is missing his formula because Steve Buscemi took it. So he's starting to like turn into a regular baby, so
this
he's slowing down the pursuit.
He's like Jekyll and hiding. It's kind of weird.
So Tim
and the voice
blames...
is different. Like, oh, and then it's like a little kid baby.
And he's like gets all wide eyed and looking around, and
goo goo gaga,
suck it.
Turns around to save Boss Baby from being trampled by a stampede of, you know, people in an airport.
No one would stop and see a baby.
You know what? Put a baby down. If I gotta go somewhere, good luck.
You're late to a flight at JFK.
Fucking drop a baby in Grand Central. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, they're gonna fucking paint the floor. It's
like
fucking
Ralph Bakshi. He's like, give me that baby.
It's like
my rat minions.
It'll be like the steps of Odessa in Battleship Potemkin, babe.
Yeah. Wow, Dennis Miller cinephile joke. Love it.
Oh dear.
Little Sergei Eisenstein for you.
So
great movie.
So yes, they do have a classic, and again, this is just eating up the clock,
eating up the clock. Because
it's like, oh well, let's break up and stop being friends then, and they do for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, we're sort of bouncing around here because we've already talked about things that go down in Vegas, but one thing we need to address because it's so dumb is they're like, well, how are we gonna get on an airplane? And the move is to fuck with a gaggle of Elvis impersonators.
Just dust that shit right off.
Dude, what the fuck? 3,000 miles to Graceland, man.
So they go into the bathroom to steal this Elvis impersonator's like uniform, like the jumpsuit or whatever of 70s Elvis. And I thought, like, oh, okay, they're gonna get the ticket.
Right.
But that was never part of the plan.
No.
They were just going to dress as, you know, the Boss Baby's on the head and Tim is on the bottom, and they try to board this plane, but then they don't have the ticket.
They're just sneaking in.
So is this nude Elvis impersonator sitting on the toilet with just a ticket?
You never want to drop your ticket at an airport. Honestly, if you're going to the bathroom naked, you will bring the ticket with you.
I always put it on under one of my folds.
Safest place, really.
Rule of thumb.
It's a good one.
I got to use my thumb to get it out.
I understand.
I was going to say rule of flub. Well, no, the move that they play is like, we don't have a ticket because this fat weirdo stole it from us.
Oh, right.
It's Alec Baldwin as the Boss Baby doing an Elvis impersonation. Talk about Inception.
Yeah. Who could ever... fuck Elvis. Fuck Elvis impersonations. It's literally been 50 years. No one alive cares anymore. No one's like, you know what's fun? An Elvis impersonation.
Dude, you know what? Tons of people still care.
I know they do. But like children, children
don't give a fuck.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like they were making Elvis. They were making Elvis jokes when we were kids. Like, and that was and even that was
but
pushing
I
it. I was like, I don't even know what that is.
Elvis is a fun caricature to play with, I guess. Like, is there a contemporary example they could have updated that to?
Extreme Elvis.
Yeah, he's just pissing on people. I mean, what are you not going to do, Harry Styles?
No, I don't.
Well,
because
there's no like. The culture of impersonation is such that it is. I mean, there's like Liza impersonators, her mother Judy Garland impersonators, sure. Elvis is like, I think, the biggest one. I mean,
guys,
I don't know.
Guys in
Elmo
costumes.
We need to start getting...
That's what it should be, Kevin. Guys in Elmo costumes.
Yes, the racist Times Square Elmo that they arrested.
Oh, Adam Sandler? Yeah. He's got to be out by now.
No relation.
Look, let's get Dave Matthews impersonators going.
Sure.
Let's get...
Crash into you.
You'll get some Amy
into me. It's into me. Crash into me.
That's disturbing.
People dressing in the inimitable style of Amy Mann. Like, you just see, oh man, that's an Amy Mann impersonator. Look at that. Oh, what a big personality Amy Mann has.
I would like this, actually. Yeah. Like folky indie 90s.
I think a group of Amy Mann impersonators would be pretty chill.
I would be into it. I would be like, oh, that's interesting. At least it's not Elvis.
Oh, but a bunch of Colin Oberst.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Is it a
look
cop?
At all these
Connor?
Ted Leos.
I think it's Connor.
I think it's Connor.
What did you say?
Colin.
Oh,
I said Colin.
No. But to your point saying Colin, maybe a bunch of Colin Malloys
that's
walking around.
Do.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Let's get some. Let's fucking update these references, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, no, that's for the like grandfathers who
you know
took,
what?
Like,
I can't believe
the kid
Kirk,
to Boss
Baby. Kurt Cobain impersonators never took off.
That's easy one. It's you got the blonde wig, the green sweater, and you go like, eh, and like everyone's like, yay.
Or, you know, like get your hair in a big beehive, put on a bunch of eye makeup. You're a fucking Amy Winehouse impersonator. There you go.
What about, let's get some Fred Schneiders going. That is the easiest one of them all.
Is it? Did Fred Schneider have a look?
You just have to talk.
You just have to go around talking like this.
See, that's actually what you need for an impersonation. You know, like
Fred
Elvis
Schneider
has...
himself?
Yes. I mean, he might be working as a Fred Schneider impersonator. But like,
yes, I'm doing your birthday party. I'm not actually Fred Schneider, even though my ID says so. It's a happy birthday.
It's Frank Schneider.
Elvis had a voice like that, you know, like a distinct thing.
Yes, that's why.
Thing.
Yes, that's why.
You need a distinct thing.
And I think that's why Schneider makes the most sense.
Can I just say, in modern pop culture, we are losing that distinctive voice.
Yeah.
Because everything is becoming so fucking the same.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just like... All these white guys named Chris, no offense to Chris
Jesus
Cabot.
Christ.
No, but like Chris Pratt, Chris Pine. Yeah. You know, I like these guys, but they're just like...
Nothing
all,
you can impersonate. What can I impersonate there?
Exactly. It's all amalgamation of itself.
You're looking at all those dudes and you're like, they're all handsome. I love watching their movies. Mm-hmm. And sadly, they all also look like Boss Babies.
So we go to Vegas. And
we're in Vegas.
It's the big thing. The puppy is revealed and it turns... The Boss Baby needs to learn how to use his imagination.
Hey.
We get all this fucking like pirate play.
Yeah. Again, that's working for somebody.
Oh my God, they're swashbuckling.
You know what? The only way that there could be fucking nine Pirates of the Caribbean movies, is it somebody's fetish. That's the only way it makes any sense.
Of course it is.
Somebody's just showing up.
Are you kidding me, man? Everyone fucks in a costume
these days. I love coming in loose pants. That's what I love.
Well, it won't rub up on you. After.
With a really loose belt.
Just exactly. Your fucking soiled pirate rags, man.
Yar,
my cum is running down my ankle.
Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
Pirate cosplayer.
Yep.
There's also, by the way, a fucking stupid gag of how are we going to get from the airport to the convention center.
Oh, right.
And it's a limousine for a bachelorette party, and it's fucked up because
driven by Logan.
Oh man, Boss Baby gets his head cut off. That'd be cool. And then you can switch on your DVD and it turns into black and white. Boss Baby getting his head cut off.
I'm taking this limousine.
Well, it's fucked up because Tim's like, why don't we do something else? And the Boss Baby's like, no, 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 right over here. And it's like all these babes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you see a sash, so you know what's going on. And they get a ride from these babes.
And the kid leaves with a drink, and he throws it out. He's like, yuck, Long Island doesn't know how to make a good iced tea.
Yeah, okay. Fucking, I was slamming my face on the floor.
I will tell you, I fucking lost time on Long Island iced teas.
That is a joke for the adults.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I've been there, Boss Baby.
You got that right, Boss Baby.
It's not even Boss Baby. It's Tim. You're saying, yeah, right, Tim.
No, I'm saying that everybody's Boss Baby in this movie. Everybody.
You're right. Everyone kind of is a Boss Baby.
That's the thing, man. I think that's the lesson to learn from the movie is not for nothing, but inside all of us is a little bit of Boss Baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we should know them.
So get to know your inner Boss Baby, man.
There's a big fight thing, and
it's another one of these like bogus action scenes.
Again, like just don't have it. So they wind up on the top of a platform. There's a big, all the dogs are in a rocket, and he's going to incinerate Tim's parents.
Yes, the parents are locked in a box under the fucking rocket exhaust. It's like a Bond film,
and he's like, and you know, he's laughing maniacally. He's going to kick them off this large platform, but wouldn't you know it, there's a big thing of formula underneath it.
Right.
I thought it was going to be like the end of one of them Blade movies and Boss Baby was going to get knocked into it. And then like Fat Boy Slim would start playing and he would come out and start saying, you do not know who you're fucking with. Hey, baby Ron Perlman, you don't know who you're fucking with.
I would love that. To be completely honest, that would make this a 3-star film.
Boss Blady. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I'm a day walker. I walk around during the day, and I don't need a nap.
So, no, but they use some swashbuckling techniques that they've learned in their imagination play.
Yes, it's very important.
And knock Steve Buscemi into this thing.
And listen... I'm a horror hound through and through.
Sure.
In 2017, this was the most frightening fucking thing I have seen. Is Steve Buscemi going into a vat of milk as an adult and coming out as a blubbering baby thing.
And even the kid has to comment on it. He's like, that ain't right. Like, and it's like, it's a joke like, oh, for adults in the room who might be totally disturbed.
Yeah, it's like, don't worry, grown adults. This is fucked up.
But we did it anyway.
Well, of course you did, dude. It's the Boss Baby.
You know, I've made a lot of fucked up stuff in my life. I've watched a lot of fucked up stuff in my life. I just threw up. You made David Lynch throw up.
I thought that was okay. I literally
fucking made a movie called Six Men Getting Sick. You ever see it? It's just a bunch of dudes throwing the fuck up. I threw the fuck up 10 times. Oh, good. Just gosh.
Have you seen Lost Highway?
I'd rather live with Robert Blake's character in that movie than fucking see a baby fall in a tub of formula.
I think that's Boss Baby grown up.
Oh, it's Robert Blake.
Yeah. They look alike.
They do.
I'm at your house right now. I've got this video camera.
That is terrifying.
That is a great movie.
It's great.
Lost Highway, even better now than upon release.
Guaranteed.
So yeah, he comes out. The kid's like, that ain't right. And then this guy, Eugene, who's not said a word the entire movie, he's like, I'll raise him as my own. And maybe he'll be raised right this time. And I'm like, that's... No.
It's a weird, like, there's some sort of backstory where, like, Steve Buscemi's character, when he was fired or retired from being the super mecha Boss Baby or whatever, the flying fuck, went to live with his family where Eugene was, like, the older brother or whatever, and he grew into this monster. Sure. So he's like, this time he'll be raised right.
Yeah.
And they sequel setup.
They save the
Sometimes
parents.
Sometimes dead is better.
I absolutely agree with 100%. You, Fred Quinn and Eric
Just
Siska.
Kill this thing.
Actually, it would have been great if he's falling and it's like, oh no, he's going to fall into that Bat of Forever formula. And then he just misses by like 6 inches and hits the ground.
I was just going to say, just hold him under in the milk until he disappears.
Oh my God. He lived since the Magna Carta until 1948 when he was born and lived a mortal life. He lived more life than anyone else will ever have. Kill this baby.
He misses it and the ground is cracked and a little like sash comes out. And a little blood's running out of his cheek. You're like, is the Joker alive?
That still haunts me to this day.
Oh, it's a good one.
Two Cabins joke, though, that he made. Is it a thing? Because theoretically, yeah. Like, if you left him in this formula longer than
disappear.
That.
He'd disappear.
Would like, it go down, 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 fetus, zygote, 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 and then the egg and the sperm separate?
What if a dinosaur came out?
Oh, shit.
No, I know that's not how that
better
works.
Ending.
Just a big T-Rex steps out.
It's not Super Mario Brothers the movie.
No, it's true. It would be an ape. But so you think, that's the end of the movie. No, there's like 20 minutes left somehow.
I was shocked.
Because you know what? As if my fucking high bones aren't chilled enough watching this movie. Now there's a thing where the boss baby explains, well, his job here is over and he's going to get a promotion back at Baby Corps. And Tim's like, well, what the fuck are we going to do? You can't just leave Boss Baby. And Boss Baby's got a very clean explanation. He's like, don't worry about it because your parents are going to be fucking Men in Black. This little like baby team comes in and they're erasing memories and taking pictures off the wall.
Which is like you went through a pregnancy and now you're going to pretend it never happened?
Well, yeah, they're going to erase the whole thing. But may I bring you back to right before that? When he's saying goodbye, they take this long-ass time for him to be like, I'm getting you in the taxi. It's like an ending. It is an ending.
It's an end of a movie.
It's a total ending of a movie. Like, they take a whole point to it. And then I paused it in 16 minutes. I couldn't explain it.
Yikes, that's a lot of time left.
And then, so yes, now they go back to the house and there's like a bunch of little like minion-sized.
They look like minions, dude. They're in like little hazmat suits.
And they're like cleaning the house.
I think this is why no one's ever cracked the Kennedy assassination, because the correct facts have been fudged with by superior boss babies and people's memories were erased.
Oh, shit.
It was Oswald and a boss baby. Like, oh, you know that Kennedy, everybody loves him so much. People aren't going to love babies. They're only going to love Kennedy.
Man.
We got to blow his fucking brains out.
Maybe Baby Corp brought back the little Lindbergh baby. Called him back home.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
Us here at Baby Corps are really dismayed about the idea of a Catholic president. Better get rid of that. We'll just, I don't know, blame it on the mafia or something. Oh, and they'll get that retired boss baby Jack Ruby to take care of it.
That is Jack Ruby's definitely a boss baby that was born then on Earth and lived his life. Yeah,
exactly.
Sure.
That makes perfect sense. Wow, it all adds up.
It's fucking
for Baby Corps.
Beautiful.
So the boss baby and Tim obviously learn that they love each other.
Obviously,
it's like, they're like, oh, we can't live without each other. You know, boss baby gets what he wants. He gets a corner office. This movie is like, I don't know, like it's not saying anything about corporate culture at all. Like it almost does.
It does say that the moment you're born, you are indoctrinated into
the
this
capitalism.
Yeah.
And you have to,
that's true.
You have to work even as a baby and everything has a numerical value. The lessons of this film are horrible.
And also, saying, capitalism without cocaine, leave me out of it.
Well, cause like we see Baby Corp, we see the offices, we see all that shit. It's not like, do they have houses? Mm-hmm. Are there beds? Is there like a social club?
I think you're sleeping in like some sort of bio sack. They
seem like they're like living high lives there. Like that does.
They're living high lives,
you know,
but
what?
They never leave the office. It's a fucking sack you crawl into, which is now Amazon warehouse. Employees have to do.
I think so.
It's like the Matrix tubes.
Here's what I think would be a genius turn for this television show.
Uh-huh.
We never go to Earth.
Oh, it's only
it's
about the
just
boss,
at Baby Corp. Yeah. But then it's after hours. What are we doing? What are our lives as boss babies when we're not on the clock?
It's like Mad Men.
Yeah, it's Mad Men, dude. There's a Boss Baby bar. There's a Boss Baby that gets so drunk he pisses himself.
There's a Boss Baby that
Speaking of Murray siblings.
There's a British Boss Baby that rides a lawnmower that runs over someone's foot.
There's another British Boss Baby that kills himself.
But he was a Mets fan.
I will say one thing, by the way, Eric. You stumbled on something very interesting.
Oh.
Jeff Bezos.
Oh.
He's a grown-up Boss Baby. Jeff Bezos is a grown-up. Look at his head. That's why the world is... Because this guy's been doing corporate shit for thousands of years.
That's right.
Jeff Bezos built the pyramids. It's not Jesse Eisenberg. Mark Zuckerberg also looks like a baby Boss Baby.
And I think Peter Thiel is just some dude trying to steal the formula.
Yeah.
Gonna live forever.
I'm telling you, that's what these fuckers are.
He was kicked out, clearly.
Oh, my God. All of this sounds totally plausible.
I think all those Silicon Valley weirdos are a bunch of fucking deranged babies from the stars.
Dude, I think, you know, like Tobo's character on Silicon Valley, that's a Boss Baby.
Of course.
That's a grown Boss Baby.
And I'll say it, Thomas Middleditch, Boss Baby.
He's a total Boss Baby.
He's a Boss Baby.
Tim writes Boss Baby a letter, and it's like,
No. I apologize. Tim writes Boss Baby a memo. Because earlier in the film, the Boss Baby has to explain to Tim the importance of memo culture.
And the funny thing is, and all of these, the only reason it worked is the test audience, one person in the test audience was cracking up and like, well, that works for one person. It works out. Sadly, Scott Adams went to this test screening. So he was the only one. He's just fucking Dilbert shit.
Yeah, he was like, so here's the thing. I love Boss Baby. I hate Muslims, gay people, probably blacks.
Women for sure.
But you know what? This Boss Baby, that memo joke is one of the funniest fucking things I've seen in 10 years. Scott Adams, what a fucking prick.
That guy is a grade A piece of shit.
He's like a shit baby.
He stinks.
If there was like a world of pieces of shit that they live and it's like shit comes out of someone's asshole and it turns into Scott
Adams. It's like
Adams.
Earth 2. It's like maybe like the sewer. There's a sewer culture.
Oh, I like that.
Like underneath the earth, there's a sewer.
Uh-huh.
And all the shit like are sentient and live together.
It's just like real monsters.
Yes.
Or those Mucinex commercials.
But if you can, what I'm getting at is if you can animate something so stupid and doesn't make any sense like Boss Baby, you might as well have fucking shit baby.
Sure.
Swede's fucking spinoff, dude. Shit baby.
So he winds up, he gets his memo and it's like, oh, I love you so much. And you know, and then the lesson is, it's like Tim is like, you know, maybe there's not enough love for all of us, but I'll give you all of my love.
Right. And the Boss Baby's heart grew four sizes, much like the Grinch.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Someone, speaking of the Grinch, by the way, this is still before Christmas as we were recording this. I want to point out something very interesting I saw.
Sure.
Someone was talking about the fact that the Grinch, for all his problems, did not hate Christmas. The Grinch just hated people.
Yeah.
And that's something to think about.
Yes. He's misunderstood. It's like Tanya Harding. We're learning a lot this holiday season.
Wow. Hey, man, I fucking hate people.
Yeah, I think
I love Christmas. I hate people, you know.
I think I identify with the Grinch and Tanya Harding on this.
Totally. Both of them are heroes of their own story.
I kind of agree. The Grinch hates people, loves dogs, loves Christmas.
All right.
What's there to not like?
He's probably got good taste in movies.
He's getting drunk all day, I imagine.
Oh, all day, dude. What else are you doing on that mountaintop?
That's why he's green.
What with the sepsis?
Yes.
It's some type of disease.
Mm-hmm.
He's not human. Yeah, no.
So the Boss Baby decides to be retired.
Yeah.
Which is shot. And they shoot him in the head.
That's kind of career suicide.
That's the lesson of the movie. When you have a choice between immortality and like kind of middle class living.
Why would you give up immortality to live a mortal life and then be a fucking fucking skeleton in a coffin? Because that's all it's going to. And it's going there fucking faster than you think.
Eric, honestly, though, so your choice is to be a baby that lives only for corporate culture. You're always at work. You're always fucking going to meetings. You're always doing this shit.
Steve's got you here, dude.
You convinced me to kill myself.
Exactly. And
you're right.
Here's the good thing, Eric. You get to grow up fuck, and then it's over. You know what I mean? Like, then you're blissfully in a box.
That's good. It's good to know that I'm in my third act.
Yeah, you know, like the boss baby doesn't use illicit substances. The boss baby can't have a nice cocktail.
We don't know that.
No, we do. Because if he could, he'd be doing it in the movie, because a boss baby should have a fucking goddamn cigar in his mouth the whole time.
That's
what
true.
A fucking missed opportunity.
That's true.
So the last turn of the film.
Oh, my God.
We go back. Now it's Tim...
Just end.
Yes.
It's Tobey Maguire telling his daughter.
Oh,
he's
right.
Been narrating to his daughter.
It's like, how I met your mother.
And he's like, yeah, you know, that's
how
why,
I met your brother.
That's why your sister isn't going to really ruin everything, because I was worried about my little brother. That's why I'm telling this story.
Right.
And you don't see his face, which is terrifying.
Yes.
And then you.
That's like a nanny on Muppet Babies kind
of. Yeah.
Thing.
And then you turn over, and then the boss baby.
Boss baby.
He's grown up, and now he sounds like Alec Baldwin, which is chilling.
And he's wearing a suit. He's doing it. He's doing business life.
And the little kid that Tim just had happens to be a boss baby.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She gets paid like way less than every other boss baby. Yes.
She definitely does.
She's smarter. She works harder, but she doesn't get paid as much.
Right?
Exactly.
And it's a weird, like, the baby sits up. And you know it's a boss baby because it's like a little girl baby, but it's dressed in a black suit.
Yeah.
And it like winks or something. And that's sure. And then like it's fucked up. Like, I don't know. What is the name that's given to Alec Baldwin? Like the boss
Theodore.
Baby.
Theodore.
He's
yeah.
Ted.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
Ted.
Teddy
Ted.
Theodore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tim and Ted. That's annoying.
Well, because look, there's
Ted Lindsay.
Theodore. Well,
Ted Lindsay and the other one is Tim Leslie.
And those, yes. By the way, in case you're wondering, are hilarious because those are girls' names.
except Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah,
yeah, Leslie was a man's name. So was Ashley at
so
one time.
So is Lindsay.
Right. Dude. I know a dude my age named Ashley.
Mm-hmm. Ashley J. Williams.
Who?
That's Ash from Evil Dead.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Also, I think there's an Ashley in Gone with the Wind.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds right.
It's all fine. Like, could we just cut the gender shit already with this nonsense?
But dude, it plays.
Oh, it does.
There's a joke to be
Scott
had.
Scott Adams was laughing his fat tits off.
That's the one. That's the one.
Get those filthy women, Dogbert.
Oh man, shit, baby's at it again.
Yeah, and then that's like your sequel setup is like Girl Boss Baby 2 sure. or whatever.
But I feel like we're just going back to the well. You're not seeing Girl Boss Baby in the
no, movie. No, that, no, she's long dead.
no, I mean, I think we're just going back.
Oh, right. It'll continue to be back in time. Yeah. There
got,
is
she
a
got
stinger
a, she
scene.
Got a very, very small severance, and we got her out of there. It's okay.
There is a stinger scene.
Oh, is there really?
But it's nothing.
I turned it so off.
I saw this.
It's just the Gandalf clock telling you to leave the theater.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing? It's over. There's nothing left. Go.
The Gandalf
he's
clock.
He's in a towel with a. He's got to get out of the shower.
Oh, right. There's nothing left. I'm bathing.
I would love an Ian McKellen alarm clock, man.
Yeah.
Wake up, Stephen.
I do have to say that my one compliment about this film is the aesthetic of the wizard was very nice.
That's the only aesthetic that's good, though. All the other animation is regular, degular, nonsense computer animation,
shit.
Which is pure shit.
But there's some weird times in the movie, in some of the fantasy sequences, when he's like, when Tim is fantasizing about being like a ninja or something.
Yeah, it goes like 2D-ish.
It goes 2D, and it's kind of cool. That was the only time in the movie I was interested in anything.
I saw the cover, at least, of the children's book, and that's like a really cool, it looks like a retro design, like
cool.
Kind of like almost like you'd see something out of a Mad Men, and I'm like, oh, that's cool, like that would be a great way to animate this movie. But we never do that with animated movies for some reason. We can never adapt a style. It always
they
has to
all
be,
look the same,
they
look
but that's
exactly,
what this is so funny because Steve and I were just talking, we're talking about like animated movies today, and I was recommending one to him. One movie that does buck that trend is that Peanuts movie.
Oh, okay,
that Peanuts movie is good.
It's really good, and it also, like, they adjusted the animation style. We went to a screening, and the animators were talking about how, like, everybody so loves the old movies with, like, the shitty animation, and they didn't want to take that away and make it, like, this eerily super polished, like, almost, like, photorealistic kids kind of a thing. So they were like, dropping frames and making the animation like way more crude, mm-hmm. and it so fucking helps that movie stand out. The Peanuts movie is a standout in contemporary animation.
At least think about it for four yeah. fucking seconds. Like, yeah. hey, this is gonna be this new movie. We have to hire animators. Enemy. Let's get a character designer in here and make something that looks like something.
Yeah.
No.
Nothing, man.
No.
Good God, would anybody recommend The Boss Baby?
Oh no, I was embarrassed in my own home. I am
absolutely not.
Skip it.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm a slight like seeing is believing, but we just told you everything, yeah. so like the shock value's muted.
I will say I do. This episode goes out to parents that are slaves of this movie because this happens,
yes.
man.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I go to my sister's house. Those wretched Minion movies are on all 24/7.
And
she's got nothing to do, man. She's got three small kids. They want to watch them Minions.
And ugh. This is free on Netflix. And this yeah. is on Netflix oh, dude, now. So oh, yeah. it's just on and on and on.
You're oh, shit. There. I'm a little afraid again. The next time I come here, the next time I go there, the Boss Baby's going to be on. I'm like, no.
Guaranteed. No, it's just, it's going to take your little nephews just like.
By storm, man.
Fucking. They're going to be obsessed. And then when that TV show comes out, fucking forget it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to have like fucking 5 seasons in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're just pounding out this Boss Baby shit left and right, dude. It's going to be an obsession.
It's a nightmare.
I will say to recommend a better animated film from 2017, The Breadwinner.
Oh.
It's done by the Cartoon Saloon people who did Song of the Sea. It's excellent.
What else was it? The Red Turtle?
Red Turtle, excellent.
It's great.
I did not see...
At the time of this recording, I have not seen Coco.
Coco's supposed to be excellent.
Coco's supposed to be good. I was just thinking of another one.
Fuck that Ferdinand movie.
Did not see it.
That looks like a big fat... Why would you want John Cena to do a voice? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you get Ian McShane to do a voice.
Oh, sure. Or you get Ian McShane to co-star in Pottersville. One or the other.
Yeah, you can also do that.
That's The Boss Baby, directed by Tom McGrath from last year, 2017. If you want more WHM, check out our website, whmpodcast.com. Find us over at HeadGum. Or, hey, man, subscribe to that Patreon for literally more WHM content. Patreon.com/WeHateMovies. Rate and review wherever you get the show. We would greatly appreciate it. Follow us on social media of all kinds. We're floating around everywhere on Twitter, mainly at WHM Podcast and Facebook.com/WeHateMovies. Up next on the program, next week, I should say, the worst of 2017, some of the worst of 2017, continues with what?
The Fate of the Furious.
Oh, fuck. I know Chris Cabin is so excited. This is Vin Diesel's villain turn. In the franchise, man. Get ready for that next week. Until then, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.